In San Francisco, the city's historic but neglected waterfront district has been getting a facelift. Part of the new look is a waterside promenade with a 2-mile-long concrete sculpture that cost the city $1 million. The work has attracted an unusual following, skateboarders, whose acrobatics are rapidly defacing the sculpture to the consternation of art lovers. From member station KQED, Ansel Martinez has this report.
Skateboarders have flocked to San Francisco for years, especially to the city's Embarcadero section, where Nob Hill descends to the bay. According to a 21-year-old skater who goes by the name Mau Mau, it's a world-renowned scene.
If you're into fashion, you're going to go to New York. If you're into movies, you're going to Hollywood, L.A. If you're into skating, you're going to come to San Francisco. That's how it is.
Mau Mau was one of about 50 skateboarders practicing their airborne tricks on a recent weekend. What they are skating on is the Ribbon Promenade, a series of knee-high blocks, each about the size of a large coffee table. They are made from poured concrete and reinforced glass. The blocks stretch for 2 miles alongside the waterfront's old piers. Skaters say the blocks are especially good for what they call grinding and sliding. 20-year-old Mike practices one after another.
I do want Mike real quick.
Mike concedes their tricks take a toll on the Ribbon Promenade.
The grind tricks and slide tricks really destroy property, you know, but it's good. It's the nicest way you'd ever want to break anything, believe me. When you're doing a good grind, you're like stoked. You're like, whatever, you don't really care about maybe taking a little paint off or chipping something.
But others care very deeply. Mike, Mau Mau, and other skateboarders are performing tricks on the public art project, which cost local and federal taxpayers last year more than $1 million to construct. The Ribbon Promenade was designed by architect Stanley Sadovitz.
The ribbon is made out of concrete, and the skateboarders are chipping up the concrete, and the paint from their skateboards impregnates the edges. I mean, this kind of stuff, I think, you know, I would really like to see stopped.
Sadovitz, a South African native, teaches at the University of California School of Architecture in Berkeley. He also designed the New England Holocaust Memorial in Boston. For the San Francisco Promenade, he says he's not happy his structure has been taken over.
Their presence actually, which is fairly high speed and in some senses dangerous and violent, actually stops other pedestrians from having the opportunity to sit on the ribbon or to even walk there.
If anyone deserves credit or blame for this invasion, it's the editors of Thrasher, a national skateboard magazine based in San Francisco, who have featured the Ribbon Promenade on the magazine's cover. Editor Brian Brannon, who's also the lead singer in a rock band named Jody Foster's Army, says the action near the piers is an ultimate compliment to architect Sadovitz.
What the skaters are doing on the art is really flattering the artist, telling him he has good form. He knows how to build a nice buck. People are actually using his art. He should be flattered.
But neighborhood and business groups don't agree. City residents who live on Telegraph Hill and Nob Hill, overlooking the Embarcadero, have written Sadovitz letters of support. And the San Francisco Examiner called the skateboard use in a recent editorial a new urban menace. Many have turned to the San Francisco Art Commission to find a way to keep the skateboarders from loving the promenade to death. But the city's outdoor art director, Jill Manton, says the skateboarder should be accommodated in some manner.
It's a difficult position to be in. You know, we have a responsibility to protect the artwork and the city's investment. At the same time, we don't want to be the enemies of these skateboarders. So we're hoping we can come up with a solution. We're trying to achieve the impossible.
The Art Commission says it might reinforce the edges of the promenade's concrete blocks with steel, so skaters can use the structure without damaging it. Art officials say they have the right to ask the police to enforce the city's anti-skateboarding ordinance. But it's a step they're not ready to take. For National Public Radio, I'm Ansel Martinez in San Francisco.